الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى says فاذكروني أذكركم. Remember me and I will remember you. Remember me with your tongue. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Remember me with your tongue. Remember me with your heart and mind. Remember me with your heart and mind. That I exist and I am all powerful and I am your sole creator and it is only I who can bring you benefit and it is only I who can save you from harm. And as a result of this remembrance of the tongue and of the mind and the heart, abstain from my disobedience and obey me. Carry out the do's, abstain from the don'ts. Fadhkuruni. Remember me. the muhakkikin, the ulama of high caliber, the God-fearing ulama, the muttaqi ulama, the Rabbani ulama, they have stated that when a person engages in any action, when a person carries out an amal, remaining within the limits of Sharia. So remaining within the limits of Sharia, when a person does something, or when a person says something, or when a person thinks about something, remaining within the limits of Sharia, when a person does something, when a person says something, or when a person thinks about something, with the sole intention of pleasing the Creator, this is the true zikr of Allah. So remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person performs salat. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person helps another person. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person removes a stone from the path which may become a cause of harm to someone. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person abstains from haram. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person carries out a mustahab act, an optional act. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person abstains from haram, makruh-e-tahrimi, makruh-e-tanzih. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person says something, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. A person consoles somebody who is in pain, who is in anguish, who is suffering from anxiety. Remaining within the limits of Sharia, a person thinks about something. He thinks about something. I wish I was able to perform Umrah. It is my desire to perform Hajj next year. I wish I was able to do more for my parents. Whenever a person does something, says something, or thinks about something, remaining within the limits of Sharia, with the sole intention of pleasing the Creator through that action, through that word, through that thought, this is the true remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is regarding this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen carefully, it is only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that hearts find contentment. This remembrance. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue is also remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a lower degree. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, it is also dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has its merits. It has its merits. Because remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue is the bridge that leads one to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart and the mind. And when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously, 24 hours, with his heart and his mind, then he will only do that, remaining within the Sharia, which Allah likes, only for the pleasure of Allah. Abu Usman al-Nahdi, rahimahullah ta'ala, was a great muhaddith. One of his students complained to him that, I am able to engage in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my tongue, but not with my heart and mind. I am able to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But when I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, the words are on my tongue, but the mind is elsewhere, the heart is elsewhere. I cannot focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My friends, shaitan is our eternal enemy. And whenever we take a step towards the right direction, shaitan always tries his utmost to divert our minds from that direction. Zikr of the tongue is the stepping stone towards the zikr of the heart and the mind. It is through the zikr of the tongue that a person will be able to make his heart and mind zakir. So shaitan will never let us engage in the zikr of the tongue. So when a person with this focus that I want to engage in the zikr of the tongue so it can lead me to the zikr of the heart and the mind, shaitan will try to mislead this person and he will plant these thoughts, he will whisper, what is the point of this zikr? When you are saying Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah and your heart and mind is in Japan and China, when you are saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah and your heart and mind is in the shop, it is in your business. You are saying La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah and your heart and mind is in wife and children. So this person with this same thought came to Abu Usman al-Nahdi rahimahullahu ta'ala and he said that I do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but only with my tongue. My heart and mind is elsewhere. Abu Usman al-Nahdi rahimahullahu ta'ala said, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there are two organs which remember Allah. One is the tongue and the other is the heart. There are two organs which remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the tongue and the other is the heart. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that at least one organ has become zakir. There are so many people in the world who neither remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue nor the heart. Alhamdulillah, your tongue has become zakir. So zikr of the tongue, zikr of the heart and the mind. Zikr of the tongue is a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. Being granted the tawfiq to be able to remember Allah with this filthy tongue, this tongue which disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by backbiting. Filthy tongue. Because it continually backbites. It continually backbites. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min al-zina. Ghibah, backbiting is more severe than zina. Backbiting is more severe than zina because when a person engages in zina, he very quickly realizes that I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before carrying out the act of zina, he realizes it is haram. So he tries to restrain his nafs as much as possible. But because he is weak, and he falls prey to his strong nafs, which is nafs-e ammara, the ever-ordering nafs towards sin. See, he falls prey to the whispers of nafs, he falls prey to the whispers of shaitan and he carries out the act of zina. Even when carrying out the act of zina, here and there the flashes of this thought will occur that I am disobeying Allah. And after carrying out the zina, he will feel remorseful, he will feel regretful. And this remorse and this regret, and this filthy feeling that what have I done? What have I done? Zina? What have I done? I have disobeyed Allah. It will lead him to repent. So this is the good thing about zina. Zina in itself is not good. This is the good thing about zina, that it's being sin, it's being a grave sin, it's being a filthy thing, remains clear in the mind of the perpetrator before, whilst doing it, and after also. Whereas as far as ghiba is concerned, before doing the ghiba, a person 99.9% of the times will not realize that I am thinking of doing ghiba and it is bad. And whilst doing ghiba, again same thing. And after doing ghiba, again same thing. He will not realize that I have committed a very grave sin. And even if he realizes that I have committed a very grave sin and I should repent, I am feeling remorseful, regretful, in order for his tawbah to be accepted from ghibah, one of the conditions is he will have to go to the person whom he has backbited and ask him to forgive him. This will become a barrier. Whereas as far as zina is concerned, it is a matter between the perpetrator and his creator. So it will be very easy for him to turn to the creator and say, "Oh Allah, forgive me." So from these aspects, al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. Ghibah is more severe than zina. My friends, my brothers, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, we spend hours on zina. Not minutes, hours on zina. And not yearly, not annually, not monthly, not weekly, daily we spend hours on ghiba, backbiting. We spend hours on ghiba, backbiting. And daily, when we meet somebody, ghiba. In gatherings, ghiba. When we are talking with our husbands, ghiba. Our wives, ghiba. Our parents, ghiba. Our children, ghiba. Ghibah, backbiting is so common. Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala says that ghibah is not found only amongst the laymen and the common people, even the khawas. Khawas means even the ulama, even the people of deen. In their majalis also you frequently find ghibah. So this tongue, which remains filthy with ghibah. Let us make a firm resolution, my sisters, that from today, we will check every word that we utter. We will check every word that we utter. And we will not engage in ghibah. We will neither engage in ghibah nor buhtan. Ghibah is to talk ill of somebody when that person actually has that fault. And buhtan, buhtan is slandering, accusation. We talk bad about somebody who does not have that fault. And both are heinous crimes in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn to control our tongues. Let us learn to control our tongues. From today, we will think before we speak. We need to learn to think before speaking. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majmain, the Tabi'in, the Taba Tabi'in, the Muhaddisin, the Mufassirin, the pious predecessors, the Salafi Salihin, the Awliya, they would always think before speaking. They would always think before speaking. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam said, Imla'ul Khayri Khayrum Minas Sukut. To speak a good word, to talk about something good, is better than remaining silent. وَالسُّكُوتُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ إِمْلَاءِ الشَّرِّ. And when the opportunity arises to say something which is shar, which is evil, which is wrong, which is not good, then remaining silent is better. So how will we know whether we are about to speak khair or whether we are about to speak shar? We will have to assess before speaking. Think, we will have to think, is what I am about to say pleasing to my Creator or is what I am about to say displeasing to my Creator? And then only we speak. Once we are sure that what I am about to say is going to please my Creator, then only we open our tongues. And if it is something that we realize is going to displease our Creator, then we remain silent. And when the thought enters our mind that I want to say this, when we assess what we are saying, is it good, is it shar, is it khair, is it shar, and when we realize it is shar, and then we abstain, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us reward in the hereafter for remaining pure from uttering something that was filth. And let us engage our tongues in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of engaging in futile activities. Instead of talking about this and that. And in order for us to engage our tongues in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to learn to mix less with people. We need to learn to mix less with people. If we mix less, we will speak less. And if we speak less, we will be able to engage more in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our tongues. Allama Humaydi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great muhaddith, he used to say, لِقَاءُ النَّاسِ لَا يُفِيدُ شَيْئًا سِوَ الْهِذِيَانِ مِنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالِ. He used to say, meeting people does not bring even the slightest of benefit. لِقَاءُ النَّاسِ لَا يُفِيدُ شَيْئًا. Meeting with people does not bring the slightest of benefit. The only benefit it brings is سِوَ الْهِذِيَانِ مِنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالِ. Engaging in gossips. This person said this and that person said this and people are saying this and I think this happened and I presume this will happen. Qila wa qala. Somebody said this, somebody said that. It is being said. That is all we will talk about when we meet each other. Because we are not religious people. We are not the people of ilm that when we sit down, we will talk about ilm, we will talk about masail, we will talk about Quran or Hadith. We may begin with deen, but within 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we will find that we are talking about dunya. And not only dunya, we are talking about things which are impermissible. لِقَاءُ النَّاسِ لَا يُفِيدُ شَيْئًا سِوَ الْهِزْيَانِ مِنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالِ. Meeting people does not bring the slightest of benefits except talking about this and that, hearsay. So what should you do? فَأَقْلِلْ مِنْ لِقَاءِ النَّاسِ إِلَّا. So stop meeting people. فَأَقْلِلْ مِنْ لِقَاءِ النَّاسِ إِلَّا. So stop meeting people except for two reasons. So before meeting people, ask yourself that why am I going to meet these people? If you find the meeting because of these two reasons, then you may meet people. فَأَقْلِلْ مِنْ لِقَاءِ النَّاسِ إِلَّا لِأَخْذِ الْعِلْمِ أَوْ إِصْلَاحِ حَالِ. Only meet people with the intention of acquiring ilm. Acquiring ilm encompasses everything. Only meet people to learn deen and to teach deen. لِيَخْزِ الْعِلْمِ. To learn deen and to teach deen, أَوْ إِصْلَاحِ حَالِ. And to purify your soul or purify somebody else's soul. So when you meet somebody, then you should either be a muta'allim or you should be a mu'allim. Either you are a student or you are a teacher. You should meet only as a muta'allim or mu'allim. Teacher, you should only meet as a da'i or mad'u. You should meet as somebody who is calling towards Allah or who is being called towards Allah. When you meet somebody, you should only meet him as a muballigh and muballagh. That the person who is conveying the message of Allah or to whom the message is being conveyed. When you meet somebody, you should only meet as a murabbi or murabba. The one who is nurturing somebody. Or one who is being nurtured spiritually. Otherwise, you should not meet people. Only for the sake of deen you should meet people. Otherwise, no. So in order to safeguard the tongue, one thing we need to do is to learn to think before speaking. And we need to learn to engage. When we will think before speaking, then we will engage our tongue in the remembrance of Allah, because we will have ample time. We will have ample time. Today we say, I don't have time to carry out my prescribed practices. I want to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah daily 100 times. Because my sheikh has prescribed this dhikr for me. My imam has emphasized the importance of this dhikr. My teacher has emphasized the importance of this dhikr. Because this zikr of the tongue will lead me to the zikr of the heart and the mind. So I need to. This is the starting point. And I have to start from somewhere in order to please my creator. But I have no time. I want to, but I have no time. Why don't we have time? Because we spend so much time in gossip. We spend so much time in ghibah. We spend so much time in slandering. We spend so much time in mixing with people, meeting with people, and talking about nonsensical things. Layani, things that do not benefit us in this world nor the hereafter. It is for this reason when a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I acquire salvation? How can I save myself from the calamities of this world and the calamities of the hereafter? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave three instructions. Number one, amlik alayka lisanak. Have complete control over your tongue. Have complete control over your tongue. Make sure that you only say that which you should say, which you are allowed to say. You only say that which Allah allows you to say. You only say that which brings you nearer to Allah, which does not drive you away from Allah. And in order to be able to control the tongue, one will have to think before speaking. We need to remain attentive, think before speaking. And in the initial stages, until we master this, we master this whole procedure, that I have the intention of saying this, something, now I need to think first, I need to assess first, is it khair, is it shar? Because it is khair, I will speak. Because it is shar, I will restrain my nafs. In order to have control over this, it's like, A driver in the initial stages, it takes him a long time to put the gear to put his gear in the first and to press the clutch, press the accelerator, look in the mirror. It takes him time, but when he or she continually drives, then after a while it becomes a habit. So in the initial stages we are learners, so it will take time. We will need attention. It is for this reason in the initial stages, the ulama, the mashayikh, they have said that for the beginner who learns to control his tongue, if speaking is silver, then remaining silent is gold. A beginner does not drive his car 50 miles and 100 miles and 200 miles. No, he drives for 1 hour only. 1 hour only whilst he is being monitored by somebody. So we are beginners. When we drive the car, the vehicle of the tongue, we are beginners. So we speak as less as possible. We should not go on the motorway. We should not go on the dual carriageway with our tongue. Otherwise, accident will take place. Very dangerous. We should remain on the local roads. And we need somebody to guide us, and that is ourselves. We need to supervise ourselves. We need to supervise that tongue. Don't let it loose. So in the initial stages, if speaking is silver, then remaining silent is gold. Try to stay as silent as possible. Amlik alayka lisana. Keep control over your tongue. And in order for one to keep control over his tongue, when will a person speak? On his own? No, when he meets people. So wal yasa'ka baytuk. Make sure that your house keeps you in it. Stay in your house. Don't leave your house without necessity. This is for men and women both. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is replying to a question from a male sahabi. Radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Uqba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the path to salvation? How can I save myself from the calamities of this world and the hereafter? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, control your tongue. Speak only when necessary. And in order to control your tongue, wal yasaka baytuk, make sure that you do not leave your house without necessity. If we remain within the confines of our homes, my friends, we will speak less. We will be able to control our tongues. We will be able to control our ears. We will be able to control our gazes. We will save ourselves from so many sinful activities. We should only leave the home when necessity compels us. Male, female, both. If we remain within the confines of our homes, we will have ample time. Why do we leave home? Because we cannot pass time. I'm getting bored. I cannot kill time. So let me just go outside. Let me go to the shop. Let me go to the town center. Let me go find friends. Sit down. So in reality, a person leaves home to waste time. If we remain within the confines of our homes, we will have ample time. Now I have ample time. How can I kill time? How can I pass my time? Let me read some books. Let me read the Quran. Let me do some zikr. Let me sit with my wife, with my children and spend quality time with them, nurturing them, teaching them how to come close to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family will come close. The bond of love will increase. Nowadays, we have no time for each other. We are so busy with dunya, 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 dunya. We are focused on Zaid, Bakar and Amr instead of our wife and our children, our parents, our families. We are focused on our matters of this dunya, not the hereafter. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whilst controlling the tongue and whilst remaining within the confines of your home, the third thing you need to do is to make muhasabah, self-assessment. Self-assessment, muhasabah, because out of necessity you will have to leave the home. And even within the confines of your home, until you are completely, your soul is purified, you may engage in ghibah with your family members. You may do things which are not permissible. So you must, every day, muhasabah, take out 15 minutes, 20 minutes to think about the past 24 hours. Past 24 hours. Bullet points, main points. Did I wake up for Fajr? Yes, I did. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukra. What did I do after Fajr? I recited Surah Yasin Sharif. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukra. Thereafter, what did I do? When I went to work, when I went to the shop, was I able to control my gaze? Yes, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I sleep. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayya. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, I make a firm resolution. I will not do so in the future. Daily, 24 hours. As a result of this self-assessment, as a result of this muhasabah, a person will very quickly realize his own worth. It is a deceit from shaitan that he makes us see only the good side of our lives. So if we do not do muhasabah, we will not be able to see the evil side of our life. We will only be able to see the good side of our life. And as a result of this, shaitan will make us victims of pride and victims of self-conceit. Oh, I am very religious. I am very religious. I go and perform 5 times salat with jamaat in the first saf. Alhamdulillah. I'm very, very particular. I always perform salat at its mustahab time. The ladies will think this way. I leave everything on one side and I... And as far as ghiba is concerned, as far as unlawful gaze is concerned, as far as buhtan is concerned, slandering is concerned, as far as lying is concerned, as far as twisting the words and deceiving people is concerned, shaitan will never let our attention go towards these facts. And we will not realize our worth, our true worth. As a result of muhasabah, we will realize our true worth. We will realize that I have more evil than good. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us from pride. Allah will save us from looking down upon people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the concern and the worry for the hereafter that no, I am still a long way. I need to do more. Muhasabah daily. And as a result of muhasabah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wabki ala khatiyatik. Whenever you see your fault, then you should cry over your fault. You should cry over your mistakes. You should turn to Allah and you should weep. You should shed some tears and say, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the eye that sheds tears, the eye that sheds tears out of the fear of Allah or out of love for Allah will not be able to enter Jannah. So if the eyes will not be able to enter Jahannam, that means that body will not be able to go in Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What do we learn from this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That when a person cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have made a mistake, I have made an error, and Allah will punish me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. This process of repenting and crying, repenting and shedding tears will lead a person to become a complete muttaqi, because only a muttaqi will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So before he dies, this person who is making mistakes today and weeping over his mistakes will become a complete muttaqi. Wabki ala khatiyatik. We should learn to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you cannot cry, then pretend to cry. Pretend to cry. Make your face as if you are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my friends, my sisters, my mothers, my daughters, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me, I will remember you. With this filthy tongue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the tawfiq to remember him. It is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to focus, and that focus is that I am remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with my tongue because I want to remember him with my heart and mind. And with the supervision of a qualified sheikh, if a person engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his guidance, soon he or she will realize that now, alhamdulillah, during the day, at least for 1 hour, I do remember Allah with my heart and mind. And now it is increasing. It's about 3 hours where I am able to remember Allah with my heart and mind. It's 5 hours now. It's 6 hours now. It's 15 hours now. And soon we will realize that I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all 24 hours. Whenever I am awake, I remember Allah. When I sleep, and then when I wake up, the first thing I remember is Allah, and the last thing I can remember remembering is Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba say, kana yadhkurullaha ala kulli ahyanihi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during all moments of his life. Every single moment, my Allah, Allah, Allah. And when the heart and the mind is with Allah, then a person cannot disobey Allah. He cannot disobey Allah. My Allah is watching me. He is all powerful. He has complete control over me. He has complete control over the whole universe. It is only He who can benefit me. So if I disobey Him, He will not benefit me. It is only He who can save me from harm. If I disobey Him, He will not save me from harm. How can I disobey Him? How can I disobey my Creator? How can I disobey my Creator? When a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all 24 hours, he cannot make a mistake. And when he cannot make a mistake, when he does not make a mistake, and maybe if there is a relapse and for a moment or two he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are not anbiya. Maybe someday for 1 hour we forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 15 minutes we forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result we committed the sin, and then again the remembrance of Allah came. As soon as the remembrance comes, we will repent immediately. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who make a mistake, who carry out either a minor sin or a major sin, thereafter they remember Allah. And as soon as they remember Allah, they ask for forgiveness. This is the quality of the muttaqin. Allah did not say that the quality of the muttaqin is that when they sometime forget Allah and sleep, when they forget Allah and sleep, they repent. When they make a mistake, they repent. The quality of the muttaqin is that they do not disobey Allah, and when they disobey Allah, they repent. No. Allah says, when they disobey Allah, they remember Allah and then repent. That means it is the remembrance of Allah that leads a person to abstain from sins, and it is the remembrance of Allah that leads a person to realize that I have sinned, therefore I have to repent. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very important, my friends. Very, very important. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah from today we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us begin with the remembrance of the tongue. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah daily we will say, we will make this zikr daily. The Quran is the best zikr. The ulama have stated that the best zikr is the Quran. Because Quran is also zikr. Afdalu zikr al-Quran. This is the unanimous opinion of the ulama. That the best zikr is the Quran. Sheikh Mujaddid al-Fisani rahimahullahu ta'ala used to encourage those who used to come to him for self-rectification to read as much Quran as possible. Read as much Quran as possible. He would increase the quantity of the recitation slowly. The best zikr is the Quran. And thereafter, the best zikr is La ilaha illallah. Afzalu zikr La ilaha illallah. Afzalu zikr La ilaha illallah. And after La ilaha illallah, the best zikr is Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So the best zikr is the Quran. After Quran, the best zikr is La ilaha illallah. And after La ilaha illallah, the best zikr is Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afzalu zikr La ilaha illallah. The best zikr is La ilaha illallah. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, allocate a special type of zikr for me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La ilaha illallah. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, oh Allah, give me something special. Every mu'min says La ilaha illallah. Every mu'min says La ilaha illallah. Give me something special. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh Musa, if La ilaha illallah, saying La ilaha illallah once, was placed in one pan of the scale, and the seven heavens and the seven earth were to be placed in the second pan of the scale, then La ilaha illallah, the weight of La ilaha illallah would outweigh the weight of the seven heavens and the earth. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Any Nabi who came in this world, the first thing he would call people towards is La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah Adamu Safiyullah. La ilaha illallah Nuhu Najiyullah.
La ilaha illallah Isa Ruhullah. La ilaha illallah Musa Kalimullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 100 times. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And it is better to recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah 100 times. So my sisters, my mothers, my brothers, let us go from here with this firm resolution that whatever happens, come what may, from today we will, within 24 hours we will read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If with wudu, sitting on the musalla, sitting in the masjid, facing the qibla, with concentration that my Allah is watching me, we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nurun ala Nur. This is the best form. But if you are unable to, then in the initial stages, do not worry too much about quality. At least begin reciting, completing the quantity. As soon as the quantity is in its place, inshallah, it will be followed by quality as well. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Whilst walking to the school, whilst returning from the school, whilst going to the shop, returning from the shop, whilst going to the masjid, returning from the masjid. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, 100 times. And astaghfirullah, 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 100 times. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 times. This is the beginners. At least. So we read a portion from the glorious Quran. Yasin Sharif early in the morning, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one who recites Yasin Sharif early in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill all his needs of the day. Man qara Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. So put this in your timetable that I will wake up in the morning for Fajr Salat, either before Fajr or after Fajr, I will recite Surah Yasin Sharif. And thereafter, I will recite a portion from the Quran. Immediately or maybe after Asr, maybe after Zohar, make a slot for Quran-e-Majid. Quran-e-Majid. I will recite at least one juz from the Quran daily. If not one, then three quarter. If not three quarter, then half. If not half, then quarter. If not quarter, then at least one ruku, but daily. Daily I will recite the Quran, because it is afzalu dhikr. It is the best form of dhikr. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, that man shagalahu al-Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reports that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that man shagalahu al-Qur'an an mas'alati ataytuhu afzala ma auti sa'ilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person who is kept busy by my Qur'an. By my Qur'an means that he begins reciting the Qur'an after Asr, for example. And after Asr he starts reciting the Qur'an with this intention that inshallah 15 minutes before Maghrib I will turn to Allah and make dua. But when he reaches that point, he thinks to himself that I will make dua in the last 10 minutes. Let me recite a little bit more. And when he reaches that point, the thought strikes him that let me recite a little bit more, I will make dua in the last 5 minutes. And then let me recite a little bit more, I will make dua in the last 2 minutes. And before he knows, it is Maghrib time. So Quran kept him busy, and Quran did not allow him to ask from Allah whilst the whole masjid before Maghrib Salat was asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person who was kept busy by Quran and he was unable to ask from me, and all the other people were busy asking from me, I will grant him more than what I will grant to everybody else. Because it is my kalam engaged him. My kalam engaged him. But dua has its own benefits, so we should allocate some time for dua also. But this is Quran. So daily we will recite the Quran. Daily we will recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Daily we will recite Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Daily we will recite Astaghfirullah. Daily we will recite Salat ala Nabi, Durud Pak, Durud Sharif, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100, 100, this is minimum. If we are able to recite it 200 times, 300 times, 400 times, 500 times, alhamdulillah, nur. Light after light, nur after nur. We will benefit more and more. And if we are unable to, because we have become very busy on a particular day, if we are unable to because we are on a journey and we are finding it difficult, zikra is the easiest thing. For zikra, we don't need wudu. For zikra, we don't need to face qibla. For zikr, there is no specific time. There is no makruh time. There is no haram time for zikr. And zikr can be carried out whilst sitting, whilst lying down, whilst walking. Zikr is the easiest thing. The ibadah that leads us towards Jannah, towards the pleasure of Allah, towards the success of this world and the hereafter is zikr. And because it leads us to the success of this world and the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being very kind with His servants, has made it the easiest. It is the easiest. So we need to, when we are busy, when we are unwell, when we are on a journey, even then we should make sure that we complete our zikr. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, that we learn from the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I heard this from my late mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that the dua of the journey is more effective than the dua made at home. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salasu da'watin mustajabatun la shakka fihinna. There are prayers of three people, which is always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is never rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no doubt in its acceptance. And one dua is da'watul musafir, the dua of a person undertaking the journey. A musafir, the dua of a musafir. So Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say that just as the dua of a musafir is more effective than the person making dua at home, similarly, the zikr of the musafir or zikr of a musafir is more effective than the zikr that is being taking place at home. So we need to increase our zikr during our journeys. But if obstacles prevent us from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are very, very sick, flu, cold, fever, then on that day, we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these formulas 50-50 times. If not 50-50 times, 25 times, 11 times, 3 times. But a day will not come in our lives from today when we do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadkurun yadkurkum. Fadkurun yadkurkum. This zikr of the tongue will lead us to the zikr of the heart and the mind. And when we engage in the zikr of the heart and the mind, we will not be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not be able to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the time of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu used to leave his home and he used to walk in the streets of Medina Munawwara during the darkness of the night to check on the people. Check on the people. Is everything okay? Is everybody happy? Is there anyone who is being oppressed? During the night, people would not be able to recognize that this is Amirul Mu'mineen. So he would walk on his own. He was able to observe things. He was able to listen to things. So with a good intention, not with the intention of spying, because spying on people is not permissible. There are people who are always spying on people. What is he doing? Where is he going? What were they talking about? When a person sees two people talking, as soon as they separate, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, how are you, brother? What was Dr. Sahib saying? You are very busy talking to Brother Junaid today. Is everything okay? What was Brother Junaid saying? What was this brother saying? People have the... When a person sees somebody who is associated to somebody, there were so many people going into his house last night. Is everything okay? People become researchers without being appointed by anybody. Researching regarding matters which are of no benefit. No benefit. This is for such people, this is an element of enjoyment. They enjoy just finding out about people And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La tajassasu. The Quran says, La tajassasu. Do not spy on people. Do not try to find either good or bad aspects of people. Just worry about yourself. Worry about yourself. Look at the good and the bad sides of your life and try to rectify. So Umar radiallahu anhu was the leader of the mu'mineen, and he would leave his home to make sure that no oppression is taking place, no wrong is happening, everybody is being looked after. And there are so many incidents that are narrated in the books of history regarding Umar radiallahu anhu leaving at night and a particular thing happening. So when he was returning from his round at night one night, he heard a lady saying, mix some water with the milk. Mix some water with the milk. Because she was selling milk, she was a milk woman. And that was her business. She used to sell milk. So when Umar radiallahu anhu overheard her saying, in the darkness of the night, the lady was saying to her daughter, that my dear daughter, wake up. My sisters, my mothers, my daughters. This is a young lady. A teenager in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. Look at her connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at her level of zikr. She is being woken up from her sleep by her mother at the time of dawn, at the time of tahajjud. And the mother is saying, oh my daughter, wake up. I have milked the goats. The milk is ready now. You do your part of the job. Come on, wake up. Mix some water with the milk. Deceive the people. It's only 10 liters. So mix 2 liters of water. It will become 12 liters. Instead of earning money for 10 liters only, we will be able to earn money for 12 liters. So this girl, as soon as she wakes up and she hears her mother saying, umzuqil laban, mix the water with the milk. As soon as Umar radiallahu anhu hears this, he stops. Because he sees that something wrong is taking place. He was responsible for it. Now he is waiting for the response of this girl. So the girl says, oh my mother, alam yanhana Amirul Mu'minin? Did not Amirul Mu'minin say this was wrong to do? It is not permissible. Did not Amirul Mu'minin instruct us not to do this? So the woman said, oh my daughter, quickly do what I am telling you to do. Don't argue with me. Amirul Mu'minin is not here. Amirul Mu'minin said we shouldn't do this, but he is not looking at us. He must be in his home performing tahajjud salat or sleeping. He is not here. He is not looking at us. Amirul Mu'minin is not looking at us. Why worry? So the daughter said, oh my dear mother, in kana Umaru la yarani, fa ilahu Umara yarani. Yes, Amirul Mu'minin, Umar is not looking at us, but the Allah of Umar is looking at us. Allah of Umar is looking at us. The Rabb of Umar is looking at us. Allahu Akbar. This is the level of zikr. No ghafla. She wakes up from her sleep and she realizes that what my mother is about to do or what my mother is ordering me to do is not permissible. How can I do this? My Allah is watching me. And when a person reaches this level of zikr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants this person contentment of heart. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Listen very carefully. Only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do hearts find contentment. Allah bi dhikri, only. The Quran says, and we believe in the Quran. We the believers believe in the Quran. The Quran says there is only one source of contentment, and that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason the Mufassirin have said, Fadkuruni bitta'ati. Remember me through my obedience. Fadkuruni bitta'ati. Remember me. Reach that level of zikr as a result of which you do not disobey me and you only obey me. Fadkuruni bitta'ati. Adkurkum bin nusrati was sawabi. Allahu Akbar. Remember me with obedience and I will remember you with reward and with my assistance. I will reward you with
reward. Reward in the hereafter and assistance in this world. And the first assistance is, I will fill your heart with contentment. I will fill your heart with contentment. Your hearts will become grief-proof. Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, used to say that if the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is able to invent a watch which is waterproof, cannot the Creator make somebody's heart grief-proof? Grief-proof. Grief-proof. The mother passes away, father passes away, somebody loots him, somebody cheats him, somebody humiliates him. The whole world can see that this person is drowned in grief. But as far as his heart is concerned, yes, everything is drowned in grief, including his heart, but the heart has become grief-proof. So the grief does not touch his heart. Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. We look for contentment in food. Food. If I eat this, I will find contentment, satisfaction. If I clothes, if I wear this. Furniture. If I buy this furniture. Homes. If I build this mansion, if I buy this mansion. Cars, if I buy this car. If I marry this girl, if I marry this boy. If I do this, if I do that. And then that leads us to find contentment and satisfaction in disobedience to Allah. Zina, adultery, fornication. Consuming alcohol, consuming drugs. Watching films and movies, listening to music. If I do this, if I do that, I will find contentment of the heart. Contentment of the heart. Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. A person is unable to find contentment of the heart through dunya, through wealth, through a nice mansion. Where will one find contentment of the heart? Na dunya se, na daulat se, na ghar abad karne se. Tasalli dil ko milti hai khuda ko yaad karne se. A person will find contentment of the heart by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And which remembrance? This remembrance of the highest degree, the true remembrance. But because remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue is also part of this true remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so when a person says Allah, when a person says La ilaha illallah, when a person says Subhanallah, temporarily, for a few moments, sometimes for even a few hours, a person will still find contentment. But the full contentment of the heart, that in any circumstance he is not disturbed at all, that a person will find when he reaches that level of remembrance of Allah, where he is 24 hours remembering Allah and carrying out the do's of Allah, abstaining from the don'ts of Allah, and not only that, faraiz, wajibat, with that he remembers Allah so much and he desires to please Allah so much that he carries out the sunan, he carries out the mustahabbat, he carries out the nawafil, and he abstains not only from haram and makruhat tahrimiyah, he remembers Allah so much with the heart and the mind that he abstains from makruhat tanzihiyah as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fazkuruni yazkurukum. Remember me with ta'at. Remember me with obedience, with full obedience. Azkurukum bis-sawabi wal-maghfira. Azkurukum bis-sawabi, azkurukum bil-maghfirati was-sawabi wal-nusrati. I will remember you by forgiving you your sins. I will remember you by forgiving you your sins. I will remember you by rewarding you in this world and the hereafter. And I will remember you by helping you and assisting you. My friends, my brothers, my daughters, my sisters, my mothers, let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will from today begin with the zikr of the tongue, and we will, under the supervision of mashayikh, the experts in this field, reach that level of zikr where we are always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our hearts and minds. Once we are able to do, my friends, then shukra will come in our lives.
Allah says, first kuruni askurkum vashkuruli, be grateful to me. Shukra will come in our lives because we will always remember Allah, the giver of everything. Wala takfurun. Once we acquire this level of zikra, we will never be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we reach this level of zikra, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istainu bis sabr. O you who believe, seek help. Seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what? Through sabr. And what is the meaning of sabr here? When sabr is mentioned in the Quran, what is the meaning? Through controlling your nafs. Through having complete control over your nafs. When a person reaches this level of zikr, that my Allah is watching me, and this is what I need to do during this circumstance, he will have complete control over his nafs. He will have complete control over his nafs, he will carry out the do's. He will have complete control over his nafs, he will be able to carry out, stay away from the don'ts. He will have complete control over his nafs, so during calamities and adversities, he will be able to practice patience. Ista'inu bis sabr. And here, the Mufassirin have said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only said, seek help through controlling your nafs. Seek help through sabr means, seek help through controlling your nafs. So if you reach this level of zikr, you will be able to control your nafs. Seek help through controlling your nafs. Seek help in what? Allah does not mention that. So the Mufassirin have said that seek help in everything through controlling your nafs. When a person will control his nafs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him in everything. Why? Because inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with those people who are able to control their nafs. And who are the people who are able to control their nafs? Udhkurun yadhkurkum. Those who reach the high level of zikr. So my friends, let us go from here with this zeal. My mothers, my daughters, my sisters, let us go from here with this zeal. Then inshallah, we will try our utmost to become zakir from today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك الرضاء بالقضاء
وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين ومن المتطهرين ومن عبادك الصالحين ومن أوليائك المقربين الصديقين ومن العلماء الربانيين، واجعلنا من خدام دينك وعشاقك وعشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا، إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين، have mercy upon us. O أرحم الراحمين، forgive our sins. O أرحم الراحمين، forgive our sins. O أرحم الراحمين، forgive all our sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our children. Forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters and relatives. Forgive the sins of our dear and near ones. Forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we accept our guilt. We accept our shortcomings. We accept our errors. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we have not lived a life of obedience to you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we have disobeyed you continually. O Arhamur Rahimeen, despite our disobedience, you are so merciful, you are so kind to us, you are so compassionate to us, that you still grant us the tawfiq to come to the masjid, to come to dini gatherings, to talk about you, to talk about your teachings, and to listen about you, listen about your teachings. You still grant us the tawfiq to turn to you with remorse, with regret, and to repent in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are so kind to us. Grant us the tawfiq to reciprocate by continually remaining steadfast on your obedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to obey you. Grant us the tawfiq to please you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to do only that which pleases you. And grant us the tawfiq to stay away from everything that displeases you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your displeasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, do not become angry with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, do not become unhappy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our shortcomings. Always remain happy with us. Always remain happy with us. Always remain happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts and our tongues with your remembrance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to always remember you. Always remember you with our tongues, with our hearts and minds. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remember you by carrying out what you desire and by staying away from what you do not desire. O Arhamur Rahimeen, enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to adorn our lives with the sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to learn deen. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to learn what pleases you, to learn what displeases you. And thereafter, ilaha al-alamin, grant us the tawfiq to follow what we have learned and to preach what we have learned. O Arhamur Rahimin, adorn our lives with good characters, good manners. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to become merciful to others. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimin, enshroud us in your mercy. O Arhamur Rahimin, shower your mercies upon the whole gathering. O Arhamur Rahimin, shower your mercies upon all the participants. O Arhamur Rahimin, for as long as you keep us alive, keep us steadfast on Islam and on Iman. When you take us from this world, take us with Iman. O Arhamur Rahimin, when you take us from this world, take us whilst you are happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimin, when you take us from this world, take us with wilayah, take us with siddiqiyat. O Arhamur Rahimin, take us whilst the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, is emanating from our tongues. O Arhamur Rahimin, when you take us from this world, take us whilst we are in ruku, we are in prostration. Take us whilst we are in Medina Munawwara, we are in Makkah Mukarrama. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us a good departure. Grant us husn-e khatima. Grant us a good ending. O Arhamur Rahimin. Grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on this tawbah, on this repentance. We make a firm resolution that we will never disobey you from today. And if overcome by shaitan and nafs we disobey you, we make a full firm resolution that we will repent immediately. O Arhamur Rahimin, we will repent immediately. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq not to cause harm to anybody. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to be merciful with everyone. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the horrors of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the horrors of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the horrors of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimin, make our graves and graves of our deceased gardens from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimin, become pleased with our deceased. O Arhamur Rahimin, forgive their sins. O Arhamur Rahimin, forgive their sins. O Arhamur Rahimin, forgive their sins. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, enshroud us in your mercy on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us an easy reckoning. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from Pul Sirat. O Arhamur Rahimin, make Pul Sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from your anger. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimin, become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimin, become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimin, help us to reach that state where we continually remember you. O Arhamur Rahimin, help us to reach that stage where we continually remember you. Help us to reach that stage where we continually remember you. And as a result, we abstain from all the don'ts and we carry out all the do's. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon the whole ummah. Have mercy upon the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon our Muslim brothers and sisters who are suffering in Burma. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimin, open the doors of your mercies. Open the doors of your assistance. O Arhamur Rahimin, have mercy upon the whole of humanity. O Arhamur Rahimin, spread peace and harmony throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimin, remove oppression and oppressors from the surface of this earth. O Arhamur Rahimin, all those people who are unwell, who are sick, grant them cure from every type of sickness. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant them cure from physical sicknesses, from spiritual sicknesses. O Arhamur Rahimin, all those people who are in any kind of distress, remove their distress. All those people suffering from anxiety, depression, O Arhamur Rahimin, remove their anxieties, remove their depression. O Arhamur Rahimin, all those people who are far away from deen, O Rahmur Rahimin, grant them the tawfiq to come nearer to Deen. O Rahmur Rahimin, every good which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. Every evil from which your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge, O Rahmur Rahimin, grant us refuge. O Rahmur Rahimin, accept each and every individual who has participated in today's gathering. Accept each and every individual, O Rahmur Rahimin, who has assisted in making today's gathering possible. O Rahmur Rahimin, O Rahmur Rahimin, accept the Islamic Dawah Academy and its efforts. O Rahmur Rahimin, safeguard the Islamic Dawah Academy from all aspects. O Rahmur Rahimin, whoever comes to the Islamic Dawah Academy, grant benefit to them. O Rahmur Rahimin, grant us all the tawfiq to continue serving the Islamic Dawah Academy, to continue benefiting from the Islamic Dawah Academy until we breathe our last. O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, O Arhamur Rahimin, make the Islamic Dawah Academy the center for safeguarding the true teachings of Islam and to spread the true teachings of Islam in every part of the world. O Arhamur Rahimin, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever we have not asked from you, but we are in need of it, O Arhamur Rahimin, grant it to us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.